From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama is condemning what he calls the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in the capital of Mali that killed at least 21 people. And he's vowing relentless pursuit of those responsible. Two West African militant groups claim joint responsibility. At the ASEAN meeting in Malaysia today, President Obama spoke about the situation in Mali.
We will stand with the people of Mali as they work to rid their country of terrorists and strengthen their democracy. With allies and partners, the United States will be relentless against those who target our citizens. We will continue to root out terrorist networks.
3 days of mourning have begun in Mali. Mr. Obama said the attack is an awful reminder of the scourge of terrorism that threatens so many nations. Heavily armed security forces patrolled streets and subways in Belgium's capital today as the government warned of a risk of attacks similar to the multiple terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people 8 days ago. The terror alert in Brussels, Belgium, is now at highest level, with Prime Minister Charles Michel saying today the increased concern is in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack and concerns that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places. An earlier statement warned citizens to avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping areas, and transit hubs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East tomorrow to begin a trip that will focus on Israeli-Palestinian violence, the Islamic State group, and the conflict in Syria. State Department spokesman John Kirby said today in a statement, Mr. Kerry plans to stop in Israel, the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates during his 3-day trip. The statement says also during that trip he will discuss bilateral and regional political and security issues, including Syria and the Islamic State. This is VOA News.